Welcome to Cinemondo with Kathy and Amit from D54. I'm very excited because we get to see the forbidden fruits of films.
Rocky.
Not that Rocky on your shirt.
Rocky. Oh, we didn't watch this Rocky. One?
I know. Oh, you thought we were reviewing that, didn't you?
Damn. Okay. Well, you know, Sylvester Stallone was great.
That's a great movie. It's from a while ago, and they made a bunch of them.
Yeah. That's true. But yeah, this one was great. 2021, and I'm glad we got to watch it. I mean, just my general thoughts. I'm just going to go off the top, Kathy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
intro.
The thing is, like, it's so unique in the how it's done the things. Like, it's unique in terms of even like cinema across the board. Like, I've not seen a revenge movie like this, and I've seen so many revenge thrillers.
So many.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the Malayalam film industry, there's quite a few sort of revenge kind of plots and that kind of stuff that I've seen, but obviously growing up with Hollywood and seeing that kind of side as well. But this was just like an artistic take on a genre that's sometimes not seen as the most artistic, which I thought was great.
Totally. I mean, this is, if you guys are wondering, this is Rocky from 2021. You're like, what? Rocky from 2021? Tamil film. And it's technically considered a neo-noir action film, but you know, I would describe it as an art house film for action. So you have the Salaar kind of type aspect, but you have the artfulness of like your greatest, beautiful, pretentious art movies, which I loved.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I read reviews saying it was slow. It took a while to get going. I'm like, I loved those endless shots of him walking all alone. I loved the voiceover, the beautiful voiceover, like where he was saying things that was in his head, and the long, like walking down a road, like there was just something very, I don't know. I feel like I was inside his head and he's alone and he's isolated. Yes. Like really get that feeling, you know? And I think that really helped when we started getting into the action. It was very disruptive instead of having constant action like Salaar, which I enjoyed a lot. One of my favorite films last year. But I think when you have so much bombastic on, when the violence is happening, you're just kind of numb. You're just like, yeah, this is the ride. Yeah, give me the ride. But in this, it was so beautiful. Gorgeous cinematography, and then the violence would happen. It was shocking and abrupt and like scary and weird, and so you were disturbed by like this violence that would come out of nowhere. And so that I really loved, because the sort of pacing of the film kind of slowly ramping up, but it was not a slow movie at all. I didn't think it was slow at all.
No, I did find it to be a little bit. It might just because it's so unconventional. Like with revenge movies, you kind of expect things to sort of move at a certain pace.
Right.
So I actually really appreciated the director for doing something like this, because it just it threw me off.
I'd be like, okay,
this is taking me a while to get into. So it took me a while to really sort of understand what the director was going for here. But like you, after I sort of started to appreciate that and accept that, I was like, okay, there's a certain reason why he's sort of doing the aesthetic shots, the long shots, you know, the art house sequences where he's just sort of in his mind, and it's, I mean, one is beautiful, so you can appreciate the movie just for its serene beauty, like the way it's shot. This director obviously has a great eye for, like, you know, the camera, director, photography, all credit to him. The music playing in the background was fantastic. So from production value, this movie was fantastic. But the point you made about the action was really good, because like when you have so much action, you don't, unless it's all done really, really well, like, and you start to, like, as you said, get numb, and you don't appreciate those scenes in this movie, because the action is like, I would say there's a long time before something happens, like in action sequences, but when it comes, you're almost like waiting for it to happen, and it doesn't disappoint you.
It really doesn't.
If you love that kind of gory kind of, I'm not sure if I've seen that much gore or violence in like a Indian movie in general, to be honest, and that might just be my lack of, you know, viewing. But I would assume this is not the usual movies, because we've seen so many action movies, especially, you know, from the sort of, you know, the mainstream ones. They don't go to this level, like taking a hammer
and
just beating it down, like not stopping. It's an extra like minute that they kept going for. Like you were uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable. And it felt, you could feel it. Like you could feel the visceral pain. You could feel, it felt real. It wasn't that exaggerated violence of people flying through the air, or, you know, spinning, or the rotating camera. It was like you were on the ground, you're getting your ass kicked, they're hitting, you know, he's hitting his victim or whatever. And it's like you're feeling it, the impact, the pain, the screaming. Like it was not pleasant. I was like, so it wasn't like, yay, action. It was like, oh my God. Oh, whoa. You know, it was scary.
Some scenes that I did not want to see, especially the one with, and guys, obviously spoilers for a 2021 movie, but that scene with the tongue, I don't know if I want to describe it anymore. Yeah. Like that was like, oh my God, this is uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable, but you know what? In a way, you know, the editing on this movie, there apparently was some censorship of this film for some reason. Some violence, but nothing I hadn't seen the Saw a million times, right?
Yeah.
But in the context of this film and where it's from and maybe some sensitivities that we're not aware of, you know, there's a scene, like you're saying, where they're going to cut a guy's tongue off and they're going for it, but they cut away. You don't see it. It's very abrupt and jarring. Like what? Because this movie wasn't a cutaway movie until scenes like that. All of a sudden you're realizing certain language is being like silenced, muted. Yep. And then big impact scenes, like whether it was like an axe hitting someone or a hammer or whatever, they kind of cut away from impact. And it was, and you know that was there. I mean, you could tell by the intent of the director that those scenes exist. Mm-hmm. They are not in this film. And so a lot of people were bummed by it, but you know, that does not ruin this movie because I feel like the violence, it was enough, people. Seriously, that was still disturbing violence regardless of the 2 seconds they cut of the guy's tongue actually falling off. You know, you don't need to see that to know what happened, right?
Like, no. Like I'm sometimes, honestly,
I appreciate it, but
and sometimes it sort of just lets your mind wander, which is sometimes also good because you're like, I didn't see what happened, but I can imagine it, and what I imagine is pretty bad.
It's so bad. So you have some of that. So you have this is, we'll go into a little more detail now. So we have Rocky, 2021 Tamil film, directed by Aaron Mathiswaran, who actually has Captain Miller coming out very shortly. So we wanted to cover this film because it's notorious for being considered the most violent film ever made, but it's not. Yeah. Number one, it is very violent and disturbing, not the most violent film ever made. But I think that kind of helps its mystique a little bit because it was so disturbing and violent that now we wanted to see it. We spent a lot of extra time trying to track this movie down. Yeah. It stars Vasanth Ravi, who blew me away. Like just so quiet. Like he's not the ripped. I mean, he's ripped, but he's not the ripped superhero. He's got kind of this hang dog gaunt face and these really hooded eyes that look just like empty and sad, and his whole demeanor was this sad, beaten down, like he's on a mission. You don't really know what it is, but he's going. So he just gets out of prison. Opening scenes, getting out of prison, and he's walking. Where is he going? I don't know. What's he gonna do? I don't know. Revenge probably is one. Yeah. But so you're wondering about that, and then there's all. It also stars Bharath Raja.
Yeah,
he's apparently a pretty notorious actor too, and he plays one of the main protagonist gangsters in the movie that he's seeking revenge on. But he gets out, and you don't know what his deal is. He seems like a guy who just got out of prison, has nowhere to go, has no one to talk to, and he seems very defeated. But as the movie goes by, you see that he's not that defeated. What I didn't expect was that he would end up with a kid tagging along. Yeah. Didn't expect that.
No.
He then had the road trip with him and the kid. You know, like what? Yeah. But she was really good too because she wasn't that precocious kid. She was like deaf. She wouldn't talk. And we weren't sure if she was mute. I think, was it his daughter or niece? I forget.
This is niece, I think.
Niece.
His ex, I mean, his... departed, his late sister's daughter.
Sister who he got to see murdered. That was another super disturbing scene. Yeah, and it was great about that scene. Okay, I'm all over the place. I'm just so is that when he goes to find his sister, he wants to find her because he just got out of prison and she's not happy to see him. She's pregnant. She's like, "You're bad news. Why are you here?" You know, apparently he was an assassin before he went to prison. Yeah. And so she's not happy to see him, but she's like, "Fine, come in to have tea or eat or you know whatever." These bad guys track him down. They're going to kill the sister and torture him. And so they kill her in front of him. Now, no spoilers, we'll say again, but she's pregnant too, which makes it extra nasty. So, you know, you're basically camera point of view watching him and the action's happening behind you. You don't see her being killed, but you see her face is so just horrified, like such a great visceral performance, like so good. That's when I was like, whoa, this movie's not taking any prisoners. It's like intense.
No, definitely. He always has like this tired, defeated look throughout the movie.
Haunted face.
Which is pretty you know, like good on him for sort of, you know, I haven't seen much of him to be honest, so I can't really speak much about his sort of background. I don't think he's done too much.
Just he's a jailer. We talked about that.
Yeah, he's done, I mean, he's done a total of like 5 movies.
Yeah.
This being one of them. So he's not like a really...
Is he in Captain Miller? Have a lot of,
No, he's not. He's not in Captain Miller.
You know who but, is, I though? Dinesh.
yeah, definitely. But I really enjoyed his performance.
He was great.
Alongside, I mean, the thing is, like, any movies, whenever I see movies where there's like 5 people in it or like less, it sort of demands a lot from the performances, I feel, because there's no one to sort of... One, he doesn't have many people to like bounce off. It's just him a lot of the time. So he's just, you know, isolating and doing that all himself. And I guess in some ways you could say that's kind of an easy way of acting in some ways if you want to be somewhat critical. Like he doesn't have to show, there's no elation that he shows either. It's just always sort of one tone. Mm-hmm. But I think to show that, and as you're saying, you really feel the pain that he's going through.
Yeah.
Through his face and the sort of struggle he's going through as he's trying to piece together his life at the start, I think. And then he realizes that this, the internal poetry that they have going on about, rage, and that's contained and I can't escape that. And that causes me to do this. And I love that dialogue as well. Like just having that narration over the top. I also did appreciate the sort of, the timeline in this movie. It was kind of like, it was non-linear. It sort of flipped back and forth. Like it's gave those black and white flashbacks to show
us. Yeah. I love the black and white trick. It was nice. You always knew exactly where you were. Yeah.
It's good. And I think it worked well with this color palette. Because even when it's not black and white, it's like desaturated.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's like a 50% desaturated or something like that. Mm-hmm. So you can, it still has color, but it's just like lifeless.
It's just kind of a little darker, flatter.
Yeah.
And you know, there was like when they took some chances in a lot of ways. They did the black and white flashbacks, which I loved because it was beautifully shot. And again, we'll talk about like the negative space, the action happening like down on the corner, small, these long vista horizons with the action happening, tiny people, you know, just, they were making an art house film, but then they brought in the crazy violence. I think that's what blew everyone's mind is like, art house people are not big on violence. Violence people are not big on art house. So you made this weird combo that people are getting all confused by. But I love when the sister was killed. After the sister was killed, they had this insane surreal sequence.
Yeah,
we had him walking through on water, she's curled up on a clock, you know, with blood spreading.
Yeah.
I love the weird him staying in front of the mirror on the water, like just great, like you feel like he was sort of breaking inside. Like he was all of a sudden everything, he was barely hanging on, and when he found his sister he thought, okay, I found my family, I can kind of get it together even though she hates me or whatever. And then when she was taken away from me, he's like, I have nothing, I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to kill everyone who ruined my life. You know, that, then you got that. So I liked when you had that sequence breaking up the movie from before he went crazy, after. It's like, so that was fantastic. A really cool scene. And they did it very simply. Yeah. It was no effects. It was all just practical, like a mirror standing in water and he's staying in front of it. So effective. Like, so cool. And,
like the editing techniques they use in that, it was had this like this jarring effect where they would like go for like one frame close up, one frame back, and one frame close up. It was like this flash thing. So again, it's a pretty simple effect to do. It's not like it's overly complicated, but it worked. And I mean, it did. Again, as we're sort of mentioning, it takes you a while to get into this movie. I feel like after the first like hour, then you're really invested and you understand what they've sort of done here.
Yeah.
I feel like before then, you're kind of like trying to piece it together, trying to get familiar with the director and the actors and what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But that sequence in particular, I really liked it as well, because it was just like, wow, you can just appreciate this part just by itself.
They just threw it in there. You're like, what? What's happening? Yeah, and they're like, take it, people. I don't care if you get it or not. I'm going to throw shit at you. You have never seen.
I think it just serves a purpose, because it just helped to sort of show that that this fragmented sort of state he's in.
He's barely containing it.
Yeah, everything's collapsing around him, and you know, the whole the clock with the mirror, and they use that symbol of the clock the whole time, right? Because the only memento he has is his watch from his grandmother.
Right.
I think it was.
That's right.
And like that's the only thing that keeps showing is like a sentimental piece. So they have her, you know, the two things that he loves together in that one moment. Yeah, there's a lot of ways you can sort of cut that up and break it down. But I just liked it because it was so unique in that. Like we've seen so many, you know, deaths in movies, and they're like always with the same slow motion, you know, the melodramatic music going on, and then, you know, the close-ups and the slow motion, the sad, the tears. This took like none of that. Now we're going to do something completely different. Let's express grief in a different way.
Yes,
exactly. I love that. It was beautiful. That. That's so unique.
It really was. And there are a few scenes like, let me see, I took notes because I didn't want to forget anything. There's first of all, you know that Rocky's bad news, but you're kind of on his side because he's our unreliable narrator. We're assuming he has a good reason. And then anytime they flash back to this gangster who basically, I guess, probably put him in prison, I'm assuming, you see why he would hate this guy. I mean, the guy almost cuts off his own son's fingers for doing something stupid, as usual, apparently. So you have that. So you have this really bad guy, and then you have Rocky, who's just so sad. So who are you gonna who are you gonna root for? You know, but I think the scene where they show, and it's in the trailer too, this long hallway in black and white, and he, there's someone sitting in a chair in front of him, and he's just sawing, and it's just, and you, his back is to you, but you can't see what he's doing, and they're all backlit by a window scene at the end of the hall. So intense. And then the dad who's being held.
The dad, yeah.
He's screaming. That was impressive. So crazy. I mean, just.
That was impressive.
It's like you don't know whether to be appalled or impressed by how beautiful the scene is and how disturbing the scene is all at the same time.
He's throwing away his son, I think, right? That's what he's doing. He's getting rid of his son. He's always cutting him up. And I think there's even something that they do. He takes out the intestines and wraps it around the head or something like that.
It was hard to tell from the editing. I couldn't tell. I mean, I just saw his head was coming out, but it was still there when he walked away. So I don't know what happened in that.
Yeah. At the end, he says something like "forgive me" or "sorry" or something like that. So I was like, okay, like so you obviously know a piece of what you've done. Yeah, that's what I think. I think he's very internally conflicted, and that's what the movie shows throughout. Yeah. Like that's why he has such a hard time. And I love that daughter dynamic because it's like they're trying to show a side of him which is not natural to him at all. Like he's now a caretaker. He's obviously someone who should not be a caretaker.
Yes, exactly. And you know, the gangster is clearly the bad guy because you see him doing terrible things to some people. He has his henchman who kind of looks like Willie Nelson to me. But he's this old grizzled guy who just has no
confidence
and all. He does whatever he does. He throws them a victim and is like, yeah, cut them up. So he's just basically sawing off their legs and arms while they're alive half the time. And he's just in this room where he dispatches them. You just see a bunch of bodies laying on the ground. And you're like, clearly this is not the good guy. So you assume Rocky's a good guy. He's going to take this guy out. That's sort of what you're hoping. You know, it's like he's definitely looking for this guy. There was also a great scene like with the daughter. So he's basically now he's got this daughter he has to take care of, which I'm like, this poor girl now has to hang out with this guy. It's not gonna be good. So there's a great scene where she, you know, he parks the truck and I forget what he was doing, but she wanders off and he doesn't know where she is and he's oh shit. So she goes down by the beach and she's sitting in this little this little building on the beach or whatever, and this guy comes over. Oh, little girl. Where are your parents? You know, just like, oh God, what? So then he's being super creepy. He's kind of moving over to her. God. And then next thing you know, this kind of shadow and he looks up and you see Rocky and you're like, oh, thank God, this terrible psycho is here.
The same.
I love that. Cause like, hey, one less pedophile in the world. Bye. So that was a great scene. That's when you really felt like he was really the hero, even though he killed this guy probably in front of this little girl. Thought, don't look. It's like, oh my God.
She's seen a lot and gone through a lot, so that was definitely a more tender moment. I would say this movie doesn't have so many tender moments, but I also did, I was a bit conflicted on it because I wanted to ask you, what did you think about sort of the music in this, like not the score, which I thought was fantastic, but the actual, they inserted a few songs into the movie. And at the start I was like, okay, why are you putting songs into this extremely, you know, dark kind of movie? But I did find some of them. I mean, one of the songs were really beautiful, but they also kind of just added some levity at times when it was needed. I feel like they were just like perfectly placed, and it's like, okay, cool, I can enjoy this. It's really short, it's really nice, like, and I can just appreciate this for the small moment because I know what's coming next and it's not going to be pleasant.
It's not pleasant. I know, it's like this movie, it has a pretty linear, like it was linear, not linear. We had flashbacks, but we had him out going, he's gonna go dispatch this guy. In the meantime, the other guy's coming to get him, and meet somewhere along the lines, they're going to meet. Boom.
Yes.
And they do. And that's when you get kind of the classic action star done this, you know, Aaron style, where they meet in the middle of this road, big long shot, you know, that horizon line, airbase teeny. He pulls out his truck. There's like 50 guys or something, and this mobster standing there with a bunch of machetes. And it was like, oh, God. And he just calmly gets out of the truck and he's like going around to the back and he's opening the I'm like, what are they doing? And everyone's watching, like, yeah, okay, whatever. We're going to take this guy out. He He pulls out that crazy weapon. What the hell was that? Was that a
Tommy gun? It's a gun from the Matrix on the on the helicopter. Yeah, yeah.
So he brings out the same gun, and it's just him. Like, he has this passive face. No matter what he's doing, you can tell he just goes inward when he's doing this violence, or just does not touch him. So he comes out with that gun. All these guys start running toward him. Yeah, let's go get him. You know, he comes out, just starts mowing them all down. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They all start running away. They're shooting off. That was fantastic.
Correct, correct.
But again, and I think you predicted it. You said, I bet with that gun, the scene is going to be silent. And pretty much. Uh-huh.
It was.
I like they shot him far away. You didn't really see. Mm-hmm. You just watched him. And it wasn't that stupid slow motion. It was kind of like, you just wanted to see him do it. And it was just slow enough where you could really admire the details in that scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So well done. I mean, this movie exists on sheer virtuoso movie making. Like, it's a story, like you said, we've seen it before. Okay, you know, it's a revenge tale. But he infuses it with so much artistry and so much unpredictability. Like I was saying before, like, we have an art film, but then he blows you away with this weird violence all of a sudden. Like, and I just thought that was so beautifully, like, translated to the screen by just pure vision.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
No, it just shows you can take a simple and familiar story and transform it in such a way that it's still really unique. You know, that's the thing. The script is familiar. We've seen it. Like, you know, a revenge plot, it's not the first time we've seen this. You know, taking revenge for your family that's been murdered and doing all this stuff. But the way he just inserts his own artistic vision on top of that sort of, you know, story, it just makes it like something completely different. So I pulled it just for that in itself. Like, even if you have issues with the story itself or things like that, I'm just thinking, like, a debut director to go out there do something that's so refreshing.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, Indian movies in general, whichever ones you want to put, like, you know, the mass masala movies or whatever we want to call them, the you know, like, the big blockbusters that come out every year, there's always familiar things that we see in them.
And it's comforting to see the same thing over and over. You just kind of, you predict it, you watch it, you're like, yeah, sure, it's fun. You don't have to be challenged. This movie is very challenging to watch. It's not pleasant. You don't know who to trust. You don't know what this guy's about. But he brought something, like you said, truly unique. And that's why I'm so excited to see Captain Miller now. Yeah. Like, I hope he's bringing that same beautiful cinematic sensibility and doesn't, like, go, well, that movie, you can't even get it. They edited the shit out of it. And so I'm going to do a movie that that won't happen to. And you're like, oh, I hope he doesn't, like, pull away.
The editing is such a great point. Because I think in this movie, it's like, the editing is done so well. It's done, like, it's not overdone. That's what I feel like a lot of times with big blockbuster movies. There's over editing. Like, they, there's too many quick cuts. This one,
people are going to get bored. Do a quick edit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I feel like that has a little bit of this. I wish there was, if I have some critiques, like, that. I did really appreciate the hallway scene. Like, I think that we both, we saw that in the trailer. Mm-hmm. And that was probably one of my favorite scenes when he's sort of, you know, going across and just killing everybody.
Yes.
I think it's a homage to, that Korean movie, Old Boy, because there's a similar scene to that in the elevator, and he goes down, and it's like shot like that.
Yeah, there's like 100 people.
So I think this is meant to be similar to that. But I did feel like that one could have been done a little bit better. I'm probably being a bit nitpicky in that.
Well, it's hard to find anything to criticize in this movie. Yeah. You got to, like, stretch a little for it. So.
Correct, correct. Yeah, but it was a little quick cutty for me at that point. But again, I think I'm being a little bit, because the way it looks to me, I'm kind of starting to compare it to, like, you know, the great martial art movies I've seen and action movies I've seen, and they have very little quick cuts.
Yeah.
So that's there. The only other thing that I want to ask you about this in terms of plot.
I'm probably not going to know the answer.
No. There's a scene. So in that same, like, hallway scene or whatever it is, the two buildings and stuff like that, he's at the point where he's going to kill the big baddie, and then his other number two has, like, his daughter by the neck and he's holding it in such a graphic way, like, he could snap it at any minute. But then he attacks that guy and he kills him, and then he runs away with the daughter. Mm-hmm. I was like, why don't you just kill these two guys then and get it done with? Like, because the whole thing was they're gonna come back and chase you. Like, that's the main thing. I was wondering why he didn't just kill them then and there. Like, it would have just saved a lot of time. Like, I had to sort of just suspend my belief a little bit for that point.
I can't remember the exact construct of, like, who happened first and when the daughter got grabbed. I don't know if, like, he just didn't consider them a threat until he threatened the girl, or I think he's trying to take on the targets that really needed to be taken out first. Like, those guys seemed like almost too easy. Like, whatever.
No, but they were the main guys. That was the main bad guy, I think, right? Oh. Like he's the one he was after. Because there was three baddies to start with. He kills one of them in the hallway scenes.
Right.
And the two of them are left. One that's holding her and one that's the main bad guy, the Baha.
Right. Oh, right, right. That's right.
Bharati Raja. So they're both there. And then he's about to stab him and he's like, don't. Then the daughter comes out. And I was like, you could have just killed them there right then. Because the other sad part was the other character died, which I felt really bad for. The one who helped him.
Yeah, yeah.
No, the one with the watch shop, I was like, no, you're going to die. And I saw that and I was like,
yeah, you don't want to be friends with a guy like
that. They're going to come for you. And then they do. Yeah. That's my only part where I was a bit like plot wise, like, I think maybe there's something missed there. But yeah, again, it all served the purpose of this movie at the end that we got the epic scene and the epic feud kept going. So, yeah.
Maybe he wanted to save something special for him. I don't know. Maybe he just really wanted to like have a moment with the one that he's been trying to find this whole time. I don't know. Hard to tell because he was kind of, and
he is kind of all over the place at times. So, yeah. So when he sees his sister's daughter, he's just overcome with emotion and he can't.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Probably is when the kid was in danger, all bets were off at that point. I was gonna give you a slip, but nope. You had to do that, so now you got to die. Yeah. But I thought, overall the story wasn't too complicated. The visuals were what this is all about. They had beautifully staged violent scenes that weren't over the top. I mean, there's a great scene where a guy's being tortured. You're behind him in the chair. The bad guy's henchman, the one I was talking about, who apparently has no emotions. he's in front kind of torturing the guy and you're looking down this hall and someone's like doing something else. So it's almost like in a kitchen or something. I don't know what's going on, he kind of comes around and just goes, bleh, just fine. Just cuts the guy's throat and just kind of like, whatever. And just kind of walks around. No. You don't actually see it. You see it from behind. No. And so it was this beautifully edited violence where you heard it and you heard the guy, reacting, and it was just felt very visceral and gross. But see, that's where I think it's better almost than showing the violence is you're feeling the violence. So that was another beautiful scene of like just from behind this perfect one long shot. They did a lot of long uncut shots. And so when they did do the quick editing, like you're talking about, it was kind of chaotic and jarring. But then that was kind of the point probably a little bit like.
Yeah, true.
Long That's a good scenes point. And then what's happening? It's very confusing, crazy, and but still beautifully shot. So the whole thing. So it's so confounding to me that this movie is not available anywhere, and it drives me crazy because I want to tell people to watch it, which is what we're doing now. But where? How? It's.
I know.
Come on, you guys! Captain Miller's coming out. Release this guy's movies. It just makes no sense.
I'm surprised it's not on Amazon or Netflix hasn't picked it up or something like that. Or because you would think it'd be, you think it cater to like a. Like Netflix seems like the perfect place for it. it's an international kind of movie. People can watch it for the craziness, and it definitely fit into people that like independent cinema and people that like art house cinema. So it's definitely fit into that bubble really well. So I'm really surprised. I don't think it has that much of a barrier in terms of like an international audience, like because it's something that you can like international audience can actually see a lot of like as you said art house cinema in that which they are familiar with, whereas a lot of the mainstream. Indian movies in general don't have that exact element, and it might be a little bit harder to grasp. This one, there's no cultural things you have to really grasp within.
Very accessible. If you're like
no over the top songs, there's nothing like that. It's all used strategically so they can appreciate it. So I don't know why it's not more accessible.
It's weird.
Especially now his new movie's coming out. Maybe Captain Miller will bring on a lot of success and people will start talking about his previous movies. Yeah. But yeah, I hope this helps to get the word out.
We're putting out the word. We're trying to show support. We'd heard a lot about this movie. It was really hard to find. It took us a while to get it. We've been asking. And then also, it's edited. Everybody complains about that. So there's a lot of barriers to getting to this film. But if you can find it, you should definitely look for it. Or at least write to the filmmakers and say, dudes, OTT, please. Hello. Please make this available. There's a lot lesser films out there available than this. This is a beautiful, great film. And it did well at the box office, apparently. So come on.
And it was critically like applauded. Like everybody loves this movie. Like, it's it's hard to find bad reviews for this movie. To be honest.
I didn't see any.
Most people liked it. I saw every now and then some people would have said, okay, fine, it's a little slow. That's fine. But overall, the overall consensus is this is a above average to very good movie. I'll say at least that.
We gave away a lot of spoilers, so sort of wasn't fair because no one can see this movie. So we're making lots of this review. We'll cut some of those, but we're we're giving you a lot of information about it, and you know, we just want to do a full review of it because it deserves it, and who knows if anyone's going to see it, but if you can find it, please do. But yeah, we spoiled it for you, so there you go.
Yeah, but I think it's, it is a movie that I think you can watch even with spoilers, though, to be honest.
It needs to be seen.
Yeah.
Less about plot, more about visual.
Yeah, you can't spoil the visuals. Like, as much as I can describe it, I can't. Yeah. It doesn't compare to it. When you actually watch it, then you'll actually get the real impact of it and the real feeling of it.
It's just the performances, the music, the beauty of it, like the way the virtuoso filmmaking. You just got to see it, and just, it doesn't even matter what the story is, almost. No slam to the screenwriter. But it's like, it's all about these visuals. And please, come on, you guys, release this movie. That's all we're saying. Let's start a petition.
Definitely agree.
Release this movie. But definitely let us know your thoughts in the comments. If you have any background information on why this movie's not available, please let us know, because we're dying to know. And then also, how do we rectify this? How do we get this movie where we can find it easily? Because I feel like it'd be great to get a director's cut, but we probably won't. But it'd be nice if we did. See, without
that. I'm hoping that after Captain Miller releases, it'll get some more publicity. Just because, you know, Captain Miller will be a success as Dhanush, and the way it looks already.
Yeah, it looks so fantastic.
Good. So, I can't imagine this being buried for too much longer.
Oh, no, definitely not. So let us know in the comments. Be sure and visit D54. Make sure you subscribe, like, and comment to both our channels. And let us know what you think of our Rocky review, because you won't be able to see the movie, so just enjoy our review. And make sure you check out our trailer reaction. You can get to see the visuals.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. See you guys later. Bye.